Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 2nd, 2026, through Friday, March 6th, 2026. Monday, March 2nd, 2026. Bank fraud lands Edmund man in federal prison after stealing more than $600,000 from customer accounts. Joseph Nicanor Isaki San Lucas was sentenced to serve 46 months in federal prison for bank fraud. According to public records, from January 2022 through May 2024, San Nicholas used his position at an Oklahoma-based credit union and later at a banking software provider to access and view private account data for customers. San Nicholas then used customers' private banking information to make unauthorized withdrawals and payments from multiple victim accounts. In all, San Lucas stole more than $600,000 from victims at three financial institutions and used the money for personal use, including the purchase of two vehicles. On August 20, 2025, a federal grand jury charged San Nicholas with bank fraud. San Nicholas pleaded guilty on October 14, 2025, and admitted he knowingly executed a scheme to steal money from victim accounts at three financial institutions without permission or authorization. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, March 3, 2026. Stanford man who stole more than $28 million from Mars, Inc., sentenced to 63 months in federal prison. Paul R. Steed was sentenced to 63 months imprisonment and 3 years of supervised release for fraud and tax offenses stemming from his theft of more than $28 million from his former employer, Mars, Inc. According to court documents and statements shared in court, between approximately 2011 and 2023, Steed was employed by Mars Ringley, a subsidiary of Mars, Inc., Mars, working remotely from his home in Stamford. Steed served in several positions at the company and last served as Global Price Risk Manager for Mars Ringley's Global Coco Enterprise. As part of his employment, Steed was responsible for managing Mars Ringley's participation in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, sugar-containing products, re-export program. In approximately 2016, Steed created a company, MCNA LLC, to mimic an actual Mars entity, Mars Chocolate North America. He then diverted more than $15 million in Mars assets to a bank account he set up in MCNA's name, mainly by directing sugar refineries purchasing Mars re-export credits obtained through the USDA program to pay MCNA LLC as if it were a legitimate Mars entity. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, March 4, 2026. Springfield woman pleads guilty to mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering associated with submitting false documents to the Missouri Department of Revenue. Christy Engel pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud, one count of aggravated identity theft, and one count of money laundering. Engel pleaded guilty for her role in a mail fraud scheme in which false documents were submitted to the Missouri Department of Revenue to obtain mechanics liens and titles for vehicles that had previously been reported stolen. According to the plea agreement, Engel worked as an employee for Dennis Cleveland, the owner of Affordable Towing. Cleveland directed his employees, one of which was Engel, to submit fraudulent documents to the Missouri Department of Revenue. The purpose of these documents was to obtain substitute or replacement mechanics liens and vehicle titles that would allow Cleveland, through Affordable Towing, to sell the vehicles. In each instance, the documents submitted by Engel, at the direction of Cleveland, claimed to have received permission from the vehicle's owner. Upon reviewing the documents, it was discovered that none of the listed vehicle owners gave Engel, Cleveland, or Affordable Towing permission to seize or sell their vehicles. Further, in all these documents, a signature in the name of the vehicle's owner was provided and was confirmed to be forgery. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, March 5, 2026. Florida attorney's racketeering conviction for defrauding NFL players and other clients affirmed by the 11th Circuit. Philip Timothy Howard is serving a 14-year federal prison sentence after pleading guilty to racketeering, RICO, in 2023. Court documents reflect between December 2015 and January 2018, Howard, a Florida attorney, used his Tallahassee law firm, Howard & Associates, PA, to commit wire fraud and money laundering through a racketeering enterprise. Howard defrauded several of his clients, including National Football League players, third-party lenders, and a university professor. In all, Howard fraudulently obtained more than $12 billion from his victims. According to U.S. Attorney John P. Heakin, United States Attorney for the Northern District of Florida, this defendant repeatedly violated the trust placed in him by his clients, enriching himself by defrauding them of millions of dollars and continuing to try to evade accountability for his crimes even after he was found guilty. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, March 6, 2026. Former coal company executive convicted in international bribery and money laundering scheme. Charles Hunter Hobson, a former vice president of Corsa Coal Corporation, Corsa, was convicted for his role in a multi-year scheme to bribe Egyptian government officials in connection with nearly $140 million in coal supply contracts. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Hobson agreed to bribe Egyptian government officials to obtain and retain business with Al Nasser, Company for Coke and Chemicals, Al Nasser, which was then a state-owned and state-controlled chemical manufacturing company in Egypt. Hobson, together with others, paid the bribes through purported sale commissions and laundered the bribes through bank accounts in the United States and the United Arab Emirates. Hobson also secretly received kickback payments as part of the scheme. The evidence at trial showed that, between 2015 and 2020, Hobson, who was then a vice president at Corsa, responsible for international sales, conspired to and did pay bribes to Egyptian government officials, whom Hobson referred to as the team, in order to win contracts for Corsa to sell coal products to Al Nasser. The bribes were paid through an intermediary in Egypt who received more than $4.8 million in purported sales commissions. In addition to using the corrupt commission to pay bribes, the intermediary paid Hobson over $200,000 in kickbacks from the scheme. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $155. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.